D100 PBS 台，透过上网 D100.net 智能手机应用程式 D100 App 互联网收音机 Internet Radio 进行环球视像声音直播。有赖 PBS 赞助人捐助，令到全球华人免费收听收睇。
We speak the truth, we promote justice, we show mercy to all.
PBS 赞助人行公义，创造奇迹。
Mission Impossible。
有人问我：喂，吴敏仪啊，今时今日。在香港这样的低气压，可以怎样跟自己冲下气打下气这样？我呢就这么久以来呢都经常要面对呢这些具有挑战的日子的。我教大家一招啊，如果你是女士们的呢，我就建议你们继续可以关爱自己，好好地照顾自己日常做开的事，包括皮肤护理啊，让自己呢永远都在最好的状态。而我自己每一日呢出门口之前，我一定会好俾心机去化一个妆，帮自己咧提起精神，肯定自己咧仍然系有好心情。如果你男士们咧，其实我都建议下大家每日揾少少时间咧，落下街去行个圈，接触多啲紫外线咧，让自己嗰个嘅正向情绪咧可以继续改善，都系一个唔错嘅方法嚟噶。时势系唔好，我哋每一个人要更加珍惜自己，更加爱护自己，先至可以咧好好咁度过每一日。香港人嘅加油咧，就唔系话自己一个人嘅事嚟嘅，系大家一齐嘅。所以咧，希望大家试下我介绍嘅方法，睇下 work 唔 work 啊
？D 一百讲真话，行公义，好怜悯，同自己有好好过好每一日。
给快必的一句话，
喂快必啊！我自从你仔日被拘留咧，我就一直唔开心到如今啊！你系我香港版嘅曼德拉，甚至超越咗佢啊！佢哋无非想打散你嘅心智啊！你要 be water 啊！因为你个名字啊，被囚多一日啊，将会更加香啊！送你一句说话，愿圣灵与你同在，同埋你得到一个公平嘅裁决。祝你好运，拜拜。
想同快必讲句打气说话，可以打嚟22971800，按指示录音。快必，你唔使惊，我哋等你出嚟，我哋一齐更大声讲真话。
以下节目纯属个人意见，并不代表本台立场。
Rock and Roll 落雨路广播主持司徒永富、春丽、邓乐文、黄叶仲平、董爱莉、刘广如。
好，又到了一个礼拜的星期一朝头早啦，落雨路广播。今日咧有我啦 ，Anson 啦，咁咧就带咗一个成日都嚟我哋节目嘅一个嘉宾啦 ，Shelly 啦，咁佢系云欣学院嘛，系咪啊？云欣学院嘅系啦，基督教学院嘅BBA 嘅系主任吓，冇讲错啊。
仲有一个 program 系 Higher Diploma in Transformative Business Management School Head 啦。
Yeah, 每一次咧，即系Shelly 啦嚟到当中咧，都会带一啲嘉宾嚟噶。咁今日咧就带咗一个嘉宾咧，就系讲英文嘅。所以咧今日咧我就尝试啦，用即系 bilingual 啦，尽量啦，有中有英咁样啦。不过主要可能系英文嘅。咁咧就同佢嘉宾啦。咁啊 ，maybe Shelly， can you just introduce the guest speaker right now？
Okay, so thank you for joining us today again. And it's a very interesting program. And we are lucky to have our special guest. He's a principal from international school. And the school is called Rosebud. And Principal Kurt, K-U-R-T. So welcome Kurt to join us. This is the first time for him to join like a live radio recording. Okay.
Thank you very much for inviting me. This is... very big honor for me to be here together with you, Ms. Shirley, and to you. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening to us.
Okay. 咁嚟自一位即系国际学校嘅一位校长啦。咁我都知道，即系而家可能喺疫情底下咧，其实都我唔知道做教育系咪好困难啦。Okay, I mean, I'm really so happy to have a principal from an international school come here and share with all of us.
My pleasure.
And I just ask Shelley, is it so difficult? I mean, in the COVID-19 situation, for an education business, you know, so many people, so many students, they can't go to school physically. Is it we all change to like an online mode so that everyone just use Zoom or whatever to do the education?
Yes, that's true. It's totally changed actually our lives for kids and for teachers and in general for whole education business also actually in the world. Maybe just Hong Kong really maybe one of the best place that in which education business is not just having big damage by the COVID-19.There are some government support, some government subsidies to schools. For kids, it was quite difficult because for us, actually teachers, time to time we gave our students some online lessons or extra lessons. Because in the school time, our school, for example, I can give an example from our school.Rosebud Primary School is a whole day school, so but every child they need a special support. Some of them they really cannot understand the topics that they learn on that day, so you need to explain them after school. But after school, actually, they don't have they're very tired. So later on, you can give them some extra lessons online or just on Saturdays.So for some teachers, they used to use the online platforms before the pandemic. But for students, this is the totally first time in their life. Doesn't matter. This is kindergarten kids or the secondary school students, even for university students, actually. First 2-3 weeks, no one didn't know what to do, teachers and students. They just listened to the teachers, and teachers, they just tried to teach the kids.So after a couple of months of the teachers, of course, they had some experience. We start to discuss how we can improve our online lessons because we come across with different problems. So later on, it was fine. Now kids, they are much better. But I remember when, it's actually almost more than 1 year now,when after the last year Chinese holidays, school started only in the, if I'm not mistaken, June. So June, and in the first day, we noticed that all of the kids, when they come to school, P1 and P6, they all just like in the first day in the school,They didn't, because just 2 days ago, they still actually seen their friends in online lessons and teachers and a whole actual almost 6 months. And now they're, everyone is just live and alive, you know, just they can talk, they can say, oh, is that really you? Is that really you? And when teachers, they say, oh, hello, welcome. So first couple of days, they were just like in shock.Situation. So later on, they also just get used to the normal life. Later on, we just went to the summer vacations. Then school start again, but late. It's around again late on just September. Then almost end of November, November 28th, we closed again. Now it's all open.But still just partly open. If there's now recently Hong Kong Health Department, they announced, if all staff in the school, not only teaching staff, but all staff in the schools, if they will give the test every 2 weeks, then all students, they can come, just go back to school for, actually for the face-to-face lessons.
Yeah.
But it's a bit complicated, and it's actually a bit scary for teachers, to be honest. Mm-hmm. For example, right now we still cannot open, we cannot still start to do the face-to-face lessons for whole school. We still mm-hmm. do it one-third, because some teachers, they scare quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
Not the
mm-hmm.
test. Tests is okay, because anyway, most of them, they do tests regularly, because mm-hmm. it's our health.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes as a school, we also ask them to do it.
Mm.
But the problem is quarantine, 21 days, it's too long.
Yeah.
Just imagine in the room just like here,
yeah.
You're in 21 days. Mm. Of course, you have all facilities, but still, you are just stuck in one room.
Yeah.
It's quite difficult for people. And during that time, they have to work also because, you know, because of COVID-19,
yeah.
not all of the teachers, they could come back to Hong Kong.
Mm.
Still, some of them, they're in their countries or in those countries.
Yeah.
So they have to do it. So we cannot, all of the schools actually, they can find the substitute teachers.
Mm.
It's really quite difficult for teachers.
Yeah.
But still, around, this is almost 1 month, mm. we left that school already started. I believe so. Right now, the situation in Hong Kong is getting much better.
Mm-hmm.
So daily cases are really low.
Yeah.
And I hope it will get low and then zero. Yeah. Then I think all of the schools, we can start face-to-face lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it gave some difficulties for students.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Even now, it is a half-day school, so we cannot organize any activities, after-school activities in schools, because they need to finish the school in a half day.
Mm.
We cannot provide the lunch. They cannot bring the lunch because it will affect again, maybe some for more cases.
Mm.
But every new things actually teach us something new also,
yeah.
and for teachers and for students.
Mm.
So now they in their life, they have experience to have some online lessons.
Mm.
I think it's also have some good sides.
Yeah.
Also, but there are some, of course, health case issues.
Yeah.
They have almost 4 to 5 hours a day screen time.
Mm.
So before they had only maybe 1 or 2 hours.
Mm.
If their parents allowed them, or some of them 30 minutes, some of them maybe more.
Mm.
But now they have 5 hours plus their free time.
Mm.
They have screen time.
Yeah.
We all hope that everything will return normal.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Let me do a really quick translation so that everyone can understand.
Yeah.
Mm. 我想頭先校長講到一個好，可能每一個家長啦，或者而家嘅學生都會面對嘅一個問題啦，就係喺過去一年入邊要去適應一種new normal 新嘅常態。咁咧好多其實老師做嘅嘢可能又 double 咗啦，又要有啲時候要即係face to face 啦，有啲時候又 online 啦。咁但係對於學生嚟講，亦都是很困难的，因为他即刚才校长讲到，可能头半年的时候大家都是 online 上面大家去上堂的，突然间一开学 就要去见到个真人，都不知道那个是真定假的，即是那种线上和线下呢，即是我们成个 online and offline 那个的情景呢是很难 去摸索的。现在那个疫情又反反复复啦，去到即今时今日，你想到其实又得闲停下，又得闲开下，大家都可以开始习惯咗啦，咁咧就 I want to ask Shelly, you know this new culture, in actually not only in Hong Kong, actually globally, every school, no matter it's primary schools, or secondary school, university, or trying to adapt in this kind of online and offline mode of learning.Is there any like an insight or your prediction for the future? What's going on maybe in the coming year, maybe next year?
Mm. Okay, so thank you for the question from Anson, and also glad to have Kurt here to join us. I think in the coming future, we can think about education or training related services, maybe from three angles. Number one will be about spiritual wellness, second thing will be about mental And the last one will be about physical. You know, if we have Zoom lesson at just Principal Kurt mentioned, so all the time we stay in the room. So maybe sometime you sit a lot. You know, just like me, in the past 1 year, I used to stand, okay, to teach, right? Yes. And then write something on the board.
Yeah.
Now, sitting too much, and then maybe you have some pain, you know, on the different kind of body. So we need to have some exercise. But when we're going to do some exercise or maybe some lectures related to science or maybe some kind of technical stuff, we need to think about design, about maybe how to use the virtual space for the lesson. So I think in the future, or maybe even right now, we need to educate a lot of people, not just in the education training, is how to use the virtual space, but you can do a lot of things. Design thinking is very important. Yeah. So we can design about the virtual space, how to teach, how to play around with the kids, how to get interaction.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when we have the lecture, the student or maybe even holding meeting, right, with people from different part of the world or teachers, they turn off the video, right? We cannot see the face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We know whether he's there, how to engage. We want to get the feedback, right? So my research just published lately. It's about wellness to influence. How we can use Zoom or maybe balance between online and offline for the platform to create the influence. The inference is when we're going to have the training or maybe other kind of services, engage is very important, right? How we can see his listening, how we can get the response, just like Kurt mentioned about students and also teachers, right? But don't forget about parents. You know, I know some of your kids is just only about maybe primary one or maybe two or three. They cannot even, you know, control about themselves sitting for so long.
Yeah.
So most of the time will be the mom and the dad sit next to them, right?
Exactly.
So you also need to educate the parents how to have more patience.
<That's>
a patient level one is not enough now. We have more patience, we students, and make use of technology so that the overall learning can keep on going. A lot of people say within last 1 year, seem everything slow down. So if we're coming in the 2 years later on, how to get a balance between online, offline, engagement with our student. So Anson, back to your question will be, I think design and also we students for our emotion.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can use Chinese to say a little summary. So as Anson said, it's very good. 大家都感覺到呢一年嗰個工作環境啦，都有一個new normal 啦。但係其實我覺得個情緒咧就要保持正面啦，唔好感覺到大家都知道係不明朗噶啦，係咪先？今日又唔知聽日，下個禮拜14日、21日。咁但係問題就係話喺咁嘅情況之下咧，我哋可以睇翻其實人生係需要啲乜嘢啦。我哋個工作上嗰個時間嘅分配，因為而家都可能某啲。情況係做多咗，或者係同一組人，不過你要重複三次做，因為而家唔同咗。咁但係如果你覺得，全世界或者我哋唔同嘅持份者都係咁做噶啦，咁點樣去重新揾我哋嘅 happiness？ 即係我好着重咧，就係情緒啦、開心啦，同埋繼續個工作咧係可以繼續嘅。因為好多人因為個工作環境啦、轉咗啦、失業啦、轉型等等啦，唔係好多人係一剎那或者幾個月可以接受到。
Yeah.
尤其是即係男女嗰個 gender difference 去睇嗰個疫情都會唔同。
Yeah，
係咯。
You know, even though I know a lot of youth, like some kid and some teenage, they are forced to have an online lesson in school. You know, they sometimes use a lot of tricky way to like attending a lesson, but actually, you know, they are playing games or they are doing.
I think you watch some videos, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Or watching some media. Okay, but yeah, you know, because exactly what Shelley just shared. The way of teaching actually need to change.
That's
because before, we can write on the whiteboard and interactive with the student. But when you go online, then you need to design the whole training class, how to make it more interactive or using some tools so that we can do some voting. You know, always do that.
True, yes.
And, you know, sometimes I remember one time I deliver a coding class, you know, teaching the kid to programming. And then, you know, some parents join the class and then they just do coding with their kid and they found it is more interesting than they expected.
Wonderful.
You know, even though they're more interested than the kid, actually, the teaching environment totally changed. Not only educating the kid, but also the parents.
Everyone.
So, what do you think? I mean, in your school, you said you have designed like a new training mode so that to adapt in this COVID situation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is it changed the teaching model, it's the teaching type. Why parents actually they are more interested than kids, because in their time we didn't have that kind of the STEM education, coding lessons. Now it's getting very more popular and popular, and I know Professor Shirley actually he's also doing that STEM education, promoting these things and how we just make it just coding. And in actually we were talking with the parents, we have been talking actually with the parents for a long time, and with the teachers also. Every teacher who comes to our school first, we teach them how to teach in Rosebud. Of course this first couple of months they need to get used the system, then later actually they love it much better, because this is interactive learning. When you are teaching kids, actually we say, when teachers they just come in, get in the classroom, they says, I'm not just going to teach you, I will let you learn it. Because as a teacher I should make sure for myself each child in my classroom, so this is the maximum 20 kids in our school, that each 20 kid each kid from that 20 of them, all of them they will understand the topic. If not, so I will give them extra lessons, or just I will teach those kids who didn't understand more and more, and then we can go further. So the aim is not finishing curriculum. The aim is give them the new opportunities to understand the life better.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we give these schools, I'm talking about in general, in the whole education system in the world, we teach them math, science, languages, everything, but we don't teach them actually the life skills. But this is not good for kids.
Yeah.
When you tell the kids, okay, let me just tell them, what's your favorite subject? Oh, math, science, different chemistry, physics, you know, even IT. But how about your life skills?
Yeah.
So they cannot talk in front of an audience. They don't know how to write just an essay. Essay just they write for the English writing or Chinese writing lessons.
Yeah.
But have to publish an article and have to just give it that speech. This is this kind of, and very simple life just skills. So the teaching methodology should change. Actually, COVID-19, this under the circumstance of COVID-19, it just taught us that we should all change the teaching system. Just only as you mentioned, just Anson, that as a teacher you just write on the board and let the kids copy everything from the board, memorize everything from the textbook,
rote learning,
then come for the exams, do it, good, you are wonderful, you know everything. Actually indeed not. You just ask the questions after exam, 1 week later, and you can check if a child just got 90% of 100. You will take around 60%, and it is already good if you can take 60.
Yeah.
So we, in Rosebud, we do totally different. We have a project-based curriculum.
Okay.
We do Hong Kong curriculum together with the Cambridge curriculum. And but we implement all of our curriculum actually just Hong Kong and even Hong Kong culture also. So we have many different activities. We have kids from more than 20 different countries. Mm. This is actually, actually, Miss Shirley, she was in our school many times. Mm. She saw the kids from different cultures, but they all live together.
Yeah.
And believe me, they don't really don't care where their classmates are from, their nationalities, their skin color.
Yeah.
Because we teach them the first thing, as Miss Shirley, she said, that the spiritual education.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So character, we call it character education or values education. Mm-hmm. We teach the same values. This is universal common values. Mm-hmm. In every country, in every city, the same. First, we teach the kids respect. So respect yourself. Then you will learn how to respect the others. Respect everyone. You don't have to love everyone. You should. It will be better mm-hmm. for you, but you don't have to. But you must. Respect everyone, doesn't matter their nationality,
or maybe at least tolerance, accommodate.
These
two kind of life skills is so important under COVID-19, or maybe even in the past few years.
Yeah. Exactly, the whole time we taught it at these values. We have a our school. We did for our school just a tailor-made curriculum special for our kids. We used the Singapore, you know, American and Australian curriculum, different than and.
Yeah.
Using the Hong Kong culture. Mm.
Yeah.
Hong Kong-based theme. Hong Kong-based, Hong Kong theme,
yes, everything. Mm. Because we live in Hong Kong. The first thing that we teach our, including my kids, we teach all of our foreigner kids, you should learn Chinese first.
Yeah.
You should know Chinese culture.
Yeah.
Because you are living here. Yeah. You should feel here. Everyone say, oh, I love Hong Kong very much. But they don't know about anything in culture.
Yeah.
Then you cannot feel here just like your home. This is not assimilation. This
to
is
learn
adaptation.
About the thinking. To learn about how Hong Kong people think.
Exactly.
And then you react and proact. If you don't have that kind of step, you say, oh, I love Hong Kong, or that kind of thing. It's just only like a slogan, but you need to internalize, right?
Exactly.
So Kurt mentioned about two things very important, right?
But opportunity. Music is really important, and now we can listen to music, Hong Kong music.
I love it very much, and take a break,
and so that we can continue in the after the song. Okay.
Let's 路通又再出嚟提提大家 D100 第23季网台节目开始咗啦，听住佢哋包你逢凶化吉，有 Q 仔冇穷人，足球赛马、金融股票最有研究。
有人统计个数字咧，就系、是、美港啲国民嘅收入咧，全年咧增加咗成10,000亿。咁呢个就系啲散户嗰个资金嘅力量啦。
沈大师讲投资，专攻财经分析，而且教育并重。
其实我哋要睇嘅系真系成个大局去睇，唔系单单睇住个恒指图啊、哦，大牛市啦，跟住又买货，哎，买中又好，买错又打咯，咁样唔系咁，要睇嘅系真系成个大局去睇。
仲有两个节目我都唔敢讲啊，你自己听啦。一个系魅影空间，
你好似感觉到系一堆人喺度嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣拍你嘅窗，唔单止啊，人哋嗰啲玻璃屋顶啊，周围飘。
仲有系凌空翻腾，半夜讲呢啲。
其实日食啊、月食啊呢啲咁嘅嘢，作为一个普通人，其实我哋系冇嘢需要去小心噶，亦都冇得小心噶，系咪？我想大家明白嘅系，由古时传落嚟，日食系一件唔系咁好嘅事，究竟系乜嘢一回事呢？
疫情下安坐家中，同你环游世界，有旅游玩家。
啊，乜原来李昂都可以睇古罗马啊斗兽场，因为佢咧真系静咗，即系一橛咧，即系有晒嗰啲石级咧，你可以坐喺度睇 show 嗰啲咁样。当然啦，佢而家做到就系，如果你喺夏天天气好嘅情况之下咧，有机会咧佢都会有 show 睇嘅。
一个人系咩？交俾主角啦。
浪漫爱情，恐怖怪异。温馨窝心，都市传说，心灵文章，音乐专辑。如果头先所讲嘅内容都系你所喜欢嘅话，一个人梁继章系你嘅最佳选择。
中大犯罪科主持精通日本文化，专门研究日本奇案。
国立博物馆度讲到明，我系从来唔请女嘅古物修复人员。咁结果呢、这个女仔去咗京都度，遇上呢个犯人喺荒山野岭遇害，点解会发展成后期嘅一个勒索呢？咁
香蕉俱乐部一个星期会出现三晚，最中意揾人倾偈，佢哋等紧你电话。
若果你想同我哋倾偈嘅，无论你有啲乜嘢工作、翻学嘅心事啊、爱情嘅事啦，当然你嗰啲感情啊，无论系婚姻啊、拍拖啊，地啊，任何嘢都可以讲嘅。总言之，想打电话嚟吹下、呻下、俾下意见嘅咧，都欢迎啊！等紧大家嘅电话。
今季仲有几个新节目，宝宝搞乜鬼？咩嚟噶？
阿宝坚嚟紧咧，就会同宝珠姐主持一个新节目，宝宝搞乜鬼？都系想透过主持同埋嘉宾嘅互动，喺咁沉重嘅气氛底下，带啲欢乐俾我哋 D 一百。自己有
咁咧，宝坚就会喺东京，我咧就喺 D 一百嘅 studio 里边咧，仲同大家做节目啦，就会访问一啲唔同行业嘅专业人士啦，有厨师啊，升级化妆师，有服装师，有地盘啊，总之各行各业嘅人咧都会请佢上嚟访问佢哋疫情对于佢哋有乜嘢影响，好景嘅时候又会点样咧？记住留意 D 一百啦。
香港经济学家、一鸣惊人专栏作家罗家聪博士，由经济新闻作引子，带大家进入理论分析空间。D 一百罗家聪60分钟惊人论，
依家嚟计咧，可能嗰个心态蔓延到一啲即系中产啊、小康啊，甚至啲钱唔系太多嗰啲都想走。本来啲人咧即系觉得啊留喺度都 OK 嘅，而家唔系谂下谂下都可能唔系安全稳阵。咁你惊佢啲货币升，如果你又要去嗰度，你咪买咗先咯。即系买咗又有辣有唔辣嘅啫，你睇下你有冇投资机会嘅啫。
仲记唔记得 D 一百空中服务员网络广播训练班呢？空姐空少大变身。
想知我吴敏仪点样带住一班变身的空姐空少做节目呢？就记得支持我哋啦！节目收费扣除主持开支之后，余款将会捐去香港空中服务员职业工会噶。
仲有几个节目要大家心意赞助嘅，关公殿堂。
做高精人员那些，即是全个国家全个中国有外国国籍的都要申报，都要申报海外物业，都要申报政治联系，跟住冇埋投票权，一视同仁。咁如果你夠胆讲话全个国家都是咁行呢，我就话你好嘢啦。
D 一百好唱口，
又嚟到咧新一集 D 一百嘅好唱口啦。好啦，我哋有新意啦，有罗伦斯啦，
系大家好啊。
由我做呢个嘉宾主持之后咧，咁每一集咧，我都会邀请一位靓声嘅嘉宾噶。
靓声嘉宾，我哋当然期待啦。不过靓声主持，我哋有霎时冲动，
荆棘林中观自在，东西南北自逍遥，岁月正好。2021莫失莫忘。
咁多个精彩网台节目，你仲未订购？等我路路通指点迷津，赠你两句啦！你除咗可以亲身到上环 D 一百专门店之外，仲可以去银行入数，或者透过柜员机过数都得。仲可以登入 D 一百网站 D100.net， 透过 PayPal 订购，想即时过数，用转数快就更加方便啦！感激各位自己有支持，对新一季网台节目有唔明白，可以打俾我哋 D 一百网台专线2297-1825 2297-1825啊！
乐与路广播主持司徒永富、春丽、邓乐文、黄叶仲平、董爱莉、刘广如。
好，又回到嚟乐与路广播啦。今天在直播室入边咧，好热闹啊！咁咧，因为带咗阿 Shelly 缘故咧，佢就会带好多朋友上嚟噶啦。咁咧，头先我哋上半节啦，有我哋一位国际学校嘅校长啦，咁啊，同我哋分享咗好多一啲喺过一年疫情咧，一啲对于教育啊一啲嘅体会啦。咁咧，而家咧直播室入边咧，亦都多咗一位朋友。咁咧就我就俾少时间去介绍自己啦。咁咧，佢就系JCI Victoria Chapter 嘅 President 啦，咁亦都系一位好年轻嘅创业家啊。咁咧就不如你介绍下自己啊 ，Alan 好嘛
？OK， 好啊，唔该 ，Sandy。我是这个维多利亚青年商会的会长啦，今年的会长。咁另外我的生意呢，其实是做了一个很特别的生意的。咁就是个名就叫做 Mermaid Federation International， 中文名呢就是国际人鱼联盟。咁其实做什么的呢？我们就是将啲大家想变成人鱼的这个梦呢变成现实，将大家带落水里面去表演。咁简单来讲呢，就是可以穿着个鱼尾在水下面表演给人看啦。咁另一样东西就是都会有很多不同的摄影项目的一些对接。我们最主要呢是训练一些人呢去带领这个运动的。
OK。今天呢，我觉得我们的直播室呢是很特别的，是很国际性的。因为呢我们主要今天讲英文的，咁不过呢就中英夹杂啦。始终是香港。So, I back to the like English channel right now. And you know, we're just talking about education. And you know, even from the primary school, the student will have their dream. You know, sometimes when I go to share in the school, when I ask the student, and what do you want to do in the future? Yeah. You know, they are not like going to say, I want to be a lawyer or a doctor, but I want to be a YouTuber. Okay.
Yeah.
Very creative.
Yeah, because I know a lot of things like singing, maybe just like what Alan just said, they have a lot of dream, the youth, the next generation, and so that they can use the YouTube channel to publish their content. And they can influence not only the people in Hong Kong, but also around the world. So, what do you think? I mean, Shelly or Alan or a principal, what do you think about the future education? Is that... We still need to keep on like learning from primary run or the science subject or whatever, or we need to have more creative way to learn our future.
Maybe I start and then Alan can follow.
Yeah. Yes, okay.
You know, based on my recent research about wellness for influence, okay, very important. Anson just mentioned about children love to be YouTuber.
Yeah.
So I think we need to have a very creative platform and user-friendly, just like a template, and then let the student or even maybe mom or dad or the mid-age community, they can use the platform to play something that they want to share. The thing is about create something to share, and also they can have business. So I think these are the three things that will be coming future. Everybody can be KOL, right?
Yeah.
So Alan, you can maybe share about your NGO like JCI Victoria, and also our school, we have the program. It's about transformative business management.
Mm-hmm.
How you can use project base and then transform the way how people think about KOL, YouTuber, or maybe some user-friendly technology or platform that we can play around and create business.
Based on, thank you, Shelly. The JCI Victoria is a NGO, and actually is already established in Hong Kong for 71 years. And I'm lucky to be the president of this year. And actually, we are bringing some legends and traditions of our past project to present. For example, one of our project is talking about the branding. We call it InnoBrand. It has 16 years already. Every year we do this project, and because branding is a very fast forwarding, a fast trending, and then so every year what we are doing are totally different. And so it is a platform for our fans and the entrepreneur in the market. We hold this project and invite them to join us. This few years, because this 2 years, because of the COVID-19 situation, we have some coaching session. And previously we have some business research, but you know, now we cannot do any physical business research. That's why we transform into a more into human skill, and also more onto planning and goal setting, and this become a kind of entrepreneur nurturing session platform like that. And so as an NGO, we keep doing something based on the social situation, and then we find out what is some enterprise they face the challenge they are facing, and then we are providing something that can to entertain their need at this moment. This is what an NGO can do. And back to Shelly's question, she said any creativities in this market, in the market, and how to have a more creative platform. And actually, my business is a very creative, very creative one. And my success of my business success all based on the new generation platform, because if no Instagram, no Facebook, my business cannot be successful. People might come to us to learn some new skills, to become a mermaid, to become a underwater performer, or just because they need some photo. And if we don't have some platform to explore, for them to explore, and then they have no reason to learn. And so I think the education in the whole city and in the whole world actually is transforming us. It was slowly, but now it's become more fast and faster than before because of the COVID-19. Because we cannot have a lot of physical activities, and then we try to think out of the box and how can we use our creativity to do more and more under this situation. So we, I think, we can say as an NGO, we need to adapt to the market need, to the society, and as an entrepreneur also doing the same thing, adapt to the need of the market, and then so I'm a president of the NGO, also a entrepreneur of my business, and then I think I'm now combining both skills together and keep creativities. Keep observing the market need, and then adapt to the market change, and to become more successful.
Yeah, you know, I think the entrepreneur skill is really important in this generation. No matter, you know, a lot of like social media or internet change all the industry, but we still need to create and like sometimes even disrupt the market. Like, you know, the Uber, the Airbnb, you know, they disrupt the market.
Yes.
But so I just want to ask the principal again, like, how, from a primary school perspective, the student can learn how to be an entrepreneur and, you know, the leader of the future?
Very good question. Thank you very much. This is really very important because time changes very fast. Every time before pandemic, when Hong Kong hosted the Electronic and Technology Fair exhibition in October and in April, Each time I just visited, and in every session, actually, I understand we need to prepare our kids. We need to teach our kids 5 years ahead from now. Otherwise, they will not be updated kids.
Yeah.
Hong Kong, the kids in Hong Kong, including my kids, are very lucky, to be honest. If you will compare with other, just the kids in other places, because Hong Kong is a technology hub. Hong Kong is an entrepreneurship hub. You can easily start up your some startup jobs, business here, any projects. So, for example, like a cyberport, a science park, in these places, even just government gives subsidy and the companies, they are helping the startup companies. This is very good. Turning back to your question, we need to prepare our primary kids, start to think about their future profession now. 10, 15 years ago, usually in secondary school, so I work in different countries. And I was the principal of the secondary school and whole, actually, K-12 through train schools. We usually invite the speakers from different business or from different field, discipline of the just life. Just let our secondary students have any just imagination about their future life, future profession, actually. But now we have to do it in primary school. Because secondary school, it is, especially for Hong Kong kids, too late, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's why we invite speakers, authors from different discipline, from this different actually fields of the life, to give our kids, when they are even primary four, just 9 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, have some imagination about their future profession. What kind of imagination they can choose? Kids have no boundary for their imagination. Unfortunately, as parents, as school, we narrow their imagination. We should do it opposite. We should let them, okay, imagine as much as you can. And when we see when our kids, they do projects in our school, their imagination is really very just every time surprising us, to be honest.
Remember one of the projects that we worked together with Principal Kurt by the STEM and also the STEAM.
Yes.
So Anson just mentioned about entrepreneur is a kind of spirit. Let them play around and no limit about the grading, no setting about anything, how do you get A, B, C,
That's
but just
totally
to create
no
a concrete learning experience. Last time we play around with the STEM, with the bridges, and then I let them to play around to create anything, and then they can use the coding and then the program music. But we don't set anything like a mold or model, let them play around.
That's
so true. I think beside the entrepreneurship spirit, another thing I'm working on right now is about promoting STEAM mindset and STEM mindset. Yeah. It's just only about the mindset, problem solving. We keep on, you know, learning using the online Zoom or physical space. So how to engage, keep on, you know, our friends. You know, that's why Anson said, I have a lot of imagination, is we need to let our next generation don't be scared and keep on invent or maybe in event. So I think STEAM and STEM, the mindset, can have more imagination.
Of course. This is very important because unfortunately in schools, usually teach what to think. But actually what to think, you can teach the robots. You make the coding, right? And it will do exactly the things that you just coded. But we need to teach the kids how to think. It is very much better for their life skills and their future life. In this case, of course, STEM education, STEM education. Even right now, in some countries, they call it STREAM education, including reading also. So it is really very good for the kids. Yes, some kids, they want to be YouTuber because they want to be famous or they want to earn too much money. Yes, some kids, they do that. usually actually their parents. We don't stop do our kids to do it. Mm. We tell them, okay, if you want to open your YouTube channel, no problem, you can just do it. But you should do something very useful for you and for other people. Mm. Not just like shooting, you know, some videos and showing, oh, I just did it this one. Mm. It will not improve yourself.
Yeah.
And you are using different kind of the applications. Mm. You should do your own applications.
Yeah.
So the market will be design the application, just like Andy yes. is the expert in this area.
Yes.
Design something very user-friendly.
Design.
Let yeah. them when play around exactly. and then give them credibility or some motivations. Yes. Or share, just like Alan mentioned about.
Creativity is really very important. Mm. So when we teach the kids in our school, for example, recently it was just human body.
Mm.
In P4, they were learning the human body. Actually, from P1 to P6, they learn it, but just exactly in that grade. Grading it is not important in our school.
Mm.
Because when you tell the kids, okay, for each topic, for each project, you will have should have some grades. I will give you the marks. They work for marks, for grading, not for the learning.
Mm.
We tell, okay, forget about the grading. You should just do it for your own study, own learning.
Yeah.
You should learn it. If you will learn it here, you will never forget it.
Yeah.
So teachers actually, they gave them the photocopy of the just skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And teacher told them, first, they of course, they learned what they know about human body.
Mm.
They called some name of organs, names, and teachers just correct them. Later on, they just watched some videos about that, and they learned the articles from textbooks. So they have many information.
Mm.
But still, they need to memorize some bones and some organ names.
Mm.
To be honest, some bones names are quite difficult, even for each lesson, before each lesson, we... Teachers, we repeat that bone's names, you know, because there are four just consonant letters and you should just memorize. I'd have to write it. So what we do, we let the kids, okay, try to memorize it. Just you write it and do your own human body projects.
Mm.
I remember one just child, he did just his skeleton just like dancing.
Mm.
Another one is just like jumping. But still, he just wrote the everything correct.
Mm.
All of the bones names, organ names. This is important for us.
Yeah.
Not what actually they do, how just they do that. This is the really important thing. So we try to explain the kids. YouTuber, it's not a profession. It's like hobby.
Mm.
You have your YouTube channel, no problem. Just do it.
Mm.
You can use different platforms. You can do different things.
Yeah.
You just should, one thing, you should have fun. And make the others also have fun or it,
right,
and
right.
you learn something new.
Yeah, exactly.
But you should choose your own profession. You can be a radio programmer,
mm-hmm.
you can be teacher, you can be, I don't know, scientist. In the same time, you have your own YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So entrepreneurship actually is very, very important for kids. To learn to have some life skills.
Yeah. So, you know, time's really passing so fast today because of the bilingual program. But, you know, I also learned a lot today. You know, I keep on saying that the education system in Hong Kong compared to like in the like the Western culture or the international culture is so different. You know, Hong Kong system is always a waterfall. You know, you need to learn some question and then remember the answer and then the model answer, you know.
Spoon feeding. Marking scheme.
Yeah.
Give me a template.
Exactly, the template. Yeah. But, you know, when I meet a lot of like international students, they always learn how to learn and learn how to be creative.
Yes.
Even, you know, a subject called theory of knowledge, you know, in international school, they learn how to think. That's what missing piece in Hong Kong student mindset, I guess. So, I need to change back in Chinese first to coast because time is up. I really appreciate. Thank you so much for
my
the
pleasure.
Principal.
Thank you so
and
much.
And Alan and Shelly come to 我哋今日嘅節目。係
啊，
又要轉翻中文少少啦，好開心，因為我諗到第一次啦，即係樂語路廣播係用咗主要英文啦。咁希望大家喺今集入邊咧都學到一啲嘢啦，或者如果你是一個家長，或者你係一個好想去學未來嘅世界究竟應該係點樣。 樣去求生啊，或者你做生意點樣可以做得更加好啊，或者你想轉型嘅話咧，希望今集都幫你有少少嘅啟發嚇，能夠令你可以踏出第一步。下個禮拜同樣時間再見，多謝大家 ，thank you，
拜
拜，
拜拜，拜。
知不知道爱就是出路，知不知道天色多美好，专心一意地倾诉倾慕，打着暗号，可不可以你来让我抱，可不可以在半空放手，借给你住我的爱土，甜蜜最好开始，开始有心跳，开始世间烦扰忘了，好风景不少，开始飘飘然地表，恋爱精笑，才相识头一秒，知道自己找到就是等待，相不相信日子很精彩，天天等你想跟我进爱，飘入爱海，打不打算做食平时菜，厨艺为你铺满台，让你在我世界之内随地喝彩，开始开始有心跳，此世间烦扰忘了，好风景不少，开始飘飘然地表，恋爱精笑，在相识头一秒，知道自己找到了，避过世俗的佳条，培养爱情的幽妙。